The soft drinks giant PepsiCo is looking to sell off its Central European division. The Daily Nara Frontatenes reported on Monday that Kalawivari Mineral Waters, which bottles water for the Matoni, Magnesia and Aquila brands, may be interested in the purchase. The West Bohemian company is the largest mineral and spring water producer in the Czech Republic and would welcome the expansion of its product portfolio to non-water products. The two companies have been in talks for a few months over the sale of operations in the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary, which would include the handover of brand names like Mirinda, 7-Up, Schweppes and Toma juices in those countries.
A study by the Czech Confederation of Industry, carried out among almost 200 of its members in the third quarter of this year, presented a fairly bleak forecast for the Czech economy. According to the study that was released on Thursday, the economy is at its weakest in 2 years, and the upcoming months will not see much industrial growth or a significant drop in unemployment. Although the Confederation President Jaroslav Hanák said the prognosis is not catastrophic, he foresees a tough time for Czech businesses in the beginning of the new year. Companies expect that real wages will stagnate, and although unemployment will continue to drop, it will not be a significant change. The outlook for 12 months from now is more optimistic, but the uncertainty over tax rates next year and the general direction of the economy is making most businesses nervous.
As the number of scandals over rigged government tenders increases, the Czech Supreme Audit Office has begun testing a new computer system that should detect problematic and illegal tenders. Based on various factors, such as the number of bids received and the prices offered, the system should indicate that a given public tender may have been rigged. The controller is hoping this will help them catch problems early, before public funds are actually dispensed.
Czech gas importer RWE Transgas will not have to pay 9.6 billion crowns in fines to the Russian gas giant Gazprom for not drawing the minimum amount of gas that was stipulated in their contract from 2008 to 2011. The arbitration court in Vienna thus overruled the take-or-pay clause by which Gazprom fines its customers for not importing all the gas that they originally said they would. The court decision may serve as a precedent for other European customers of Gazprom that have been unhappy about the strict and lengthy contracts that the Russian company tends to impose on them. Gazprom representatives said the company will appeal the verdict with the Austrian Supreme Court.
According to early estimates, this year's potato harvest will be a fifth lower than last year's. The Potato Growers Association estimates that Czech farmers harvested just over 650,000 tons of potatoes this season. The yield per hectare is lower than last year, in addition to which the area harvested is down by 10.6%. This is good news for Czech potato farmers who get a better price for their produce, but it's not clear how this will affect consumer prices for this staple on the Czech dinner table.